I'm still getting used to this lion in my mouth. Sometimes the notion of seen and not heard still aches in my chest, despite the waterfall of words I spout whenever my lips part. When you're trying to stay silent, it helps if you cover up the absence with something meaningless and hollow, like empty poems. Laughter is also good. If you can laugh about it, it can't have been so bad. But time can chip away if you let it. Too much silence can eat the soul of you completely, no matter how small the seed. If we just don't mention it, ignore it and carry on, then it's not that big of a deal. So why make a fuss? Women always make a fuss. At night, I feel silly, walking with my keys turned to the sharp edge of a keychain, cold and hard against my palm. Alone is when I think about the school corridor, his face split in two with that sneer as I tried edging past him. Never close enough to touch, but clear and looming. This way was no longer mine to go. In the light of my own hallway, I drop keys and bag and shoes and the memory of him. The other lurking moments too. We don't speak about those here. We don't like to make a fuss. Those are the things for silent empty rooms and notepads destined to gather dust.